Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Did you know that 80% of the food we eat here in the United States contains ingredients that have been genetically engineered? It's been around for a long time. GE technology is not new. We've eaten our weight in GE foods. All of the corn and soybean acres that we're planting this spring on my farm are GE. Genetic engineered technology makes it possible to use less labor. When I was a boy, we hired high school kids to hoe the weeds in our crop fields. Not anymore. GE solved that problem. In those days, corn borers and root worms took a heavy toll on corn yield. Not anymore. GE rejects the pests. With genetic engineering, we require less water, and we get bigger yields. Every serious scientific organization you can think of tells us that these life-saving technologies pose no threat to human health. Listen to them. National Academy of Science, World Health Organization, the British Royal Society, American Medical Association, on and on. GE foods are safe. All of us economists and industry experts tell us that the world will need 70% more food by 2050 to feed 2 billion more people. And how can we do that? We have to be more efficient, use seeds that withstand crippling droughts, counter disease and pests, and at the same time reduce our reliance on pesticides and chemicals. New technology is the only answer. We're in a constant battle to hold our own against a loud chorus of uninformed anti-science critics. Their strategy has been to pass labeling laws in the states that would result in a complicated market with differing laws state by state. Their real objective is, though, to suggest that there is something bad about GE food. To provide some uniformity and common sense, Congressman Mike Pompeo and G.K. Butterfield introduced a bipartisan bill, the Safe and Accurate Labeling Act, to establish a federal labeling standard for genetically modified ingredients. A long list of ag and food industry organizations stand in support of that bill. They claim the bill will eliminate confusion of a 50-state patchwork of GMO laws. It will advance food safety, inform consumers, provide consistency. The time has arrived for this ag industry and responsible citizens to stand up and be counted. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.